What do you say to the team after we're elected?
That if our one-on-one defense doesn't get better, we're going nowhere. That's the truth, too. If you can't guard your own guy, and I'm not just talking about our I'm talking about, like, throughout the game, just beating off the dribble, you have no shot. You have no shot when it all comes down to it. So, when you're looking long-range plan, if you're thinking big, that... See, I think in general, what concerns me doesn't concern them as much as it needs to, which is stuff like that, you know, big picture stuff like, do we have a wing defender? Can we guard all three positions at one time? Because you can't run Battier around all to everybody. And, you know, that worries me. And then I would say Luther's shot making rate continues to be... nearly uncanny. You know, I mean, really, really uncanny. And then the final thing is Battier's stop at the end of regulation was classic Battier.
Is any of it at all just a matchup with the Kings defensively, or are there particular things that you can point to that you've seen in other games as well that
yeah.
are similar?
Yeah, I mean, it's a year-long problem when that teams put perimeter players on the floor where all three have great individual skill at the same time. Like they do, you know. None of them are easy. Kevin Martin, who could have easily gone to the All-Star game. Artest, obviously, he's got 37 and 39 in two games against us. And Bibby, you know, is obviously very, very talented. So we've run up against that in Dallas. And we've got to be able to guard our spot.
You are rebounding 16-3 down the stretch and also looking good on the bubble run just to get it to the overtime. I mean, I know it's not just as simple as flip the switch, but what happened? What did you see happen that all of a sudden it just...
Well, we played much better defense. See, we're not a team that can coast. Obviously, our margin of error, like most teams in this league, other than, you know, the Phoenixes and the Dallases, their margin of error is bigger. Ours, like all teams, is very, very small. And if we're not playing max out with discipline and intensity, you know, we can look really bad, just like any team can. And I think right now the record is seducing and reducing. It's seducing us and reducing our effort defensively. We got to get in a stance and guard every night, and it's got to be a hard possession. And so I can have these concerns because that's what my experience teaches me about the game as it goes along in the season. There's no schemes. The game gets simpler as the year goes on. There's no complex patterns. It's isolation. It's transition, isolation in the post and on the perimeter. It's pick and roll. A little bit of catch and shoot. Can you keep people off the line and can you defend against second shots? It's really simple, both offensively and defensively. And either you can do all those things on offense efficiently and stop them defensively, or you can't. There's not going to be any tricks.
Do you sense that McGrady is tired at all, the defensive end? Or it's just been...
Well, tonight I had to put him in after, 2.5 minutes of rest in the first half because, you know, you can lose the game at any point. And I felt the game was on the brink right there. And so he was tired, I believe, to start the second half. So I got him out earlier. I think I rested him 7 minutes. But I think he had some good possessions defensively. He can be a lockdown defender. I mean, he's that good. He's got length, quickness, intelligence, anticipation. You know, there's nothing he doesn't have. And you saw, like, on the last possession when they threw it into Martin in the corner, deflection out of bounds, so it takes away any chance of them, you know, scoring. But I think Rafer can defend. I think Luther can. He doesn't consistently. But I think we have guys who can. Yeah.
Do you have any much this with a lot of things?
wrong or that let it happen. Some periods will become just little things will be the offense will be run here, the offensive play that you make the whole thing. And winner was.
Yeah, well, the league is very close. We played them twice, killed them in overtime. You know what I mean? So you're talking about a team 22-28, and a team that's 33-18, and throughout regulation, there's absolutely no difference. And we've just made a couple more plays in both overtimes, and that's how close the league is, regardless of what anybody, you know, any fan may think. It's just that it's that close, and so that's why you've got to understand who you are and what your margin of error is and how you have to play to win. And like I said, I think we've been seduced by our record. There's been a drop-off energy-wise and production-wise defensively by some guys that we can't really afford.